Over the last couple of weeks, as many of you probably heard, there was a motion that was presented by certain Palestinians and their supporters that the certain United Nations agency, I think UNESCO, should officially declare that the what we call the Kotel HaMaravi, the Kotel, the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall, should be officially declared as part of the Arab mosque. It's an integral part of their religious compound over there, as if to say that it's not really a Jewish site, that it's really their site. I think the proposal was considered to be so nonsensical that even the United Nations, not known for dealing fairly with things when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, rejected that. It was not included ultimately as part of the as part of whatever proposal they put through. But I thought there'd be a good opportunity for us to explore a little bit what is it that the Kotel HaMaravi means to us, and as I entitled the shiur, why the Kotel HaMaravi was, is, and always will be ours. To look a little bit about the history of what exactly, and I'm not going into the archaeological history and so on. People may be aware there was in rabbinic writing some dispute as to exactly what this wall was the wall around what part. Was it a wall around the Azara? Was it a wall around the Harabayas? Today, archaeologists know already, the Svarim in the early part of the 20th century assumed that it's not a wall actually around the Azara, but the Harabayas. I'm not going into that now. That's I'm sure many of us have been there and have probably heard lectures and visited the sites and seen some discussion about it. But rather, I want to look at, from a halachic point of view, looking at some traditional sources. The opening source that I printed, source number one, are a collection of the psukim from yesterday's laning from Parshas Vayera, when we read about the Akedah, because that was the first event that the Torah identifies that took place specifically in that location. And Perkov Beis and Bereishis psukim Aleph through Yudala, you don't have to read every pasuk, but again, this is from the Akedah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokim Nisas Avram, okay, Hashem tested Avram, and he said in the second pasuk, take your only son, your beloved son Yitzhak, and go to Eretz HaMoriah, to the land of Moriah, right, the mountain of Moriah, and Aleu V'Haleu Shom La'ol Alachad HaHorem Asher Omer Elecho, and bring him up as an offering on one of the mountains. And so he got up in the morning, he took his two servants with him, pasuk Dalad, Bayom HaShlishi V'Yisa Avram Asenu V'Aretz HaMoko Merachok, he saw the place from a distance, and he said, you guys wait here, he said to his assistants, and he took Yitzhak and he went up. And as we know, a little bit later on, Yitzhak asked the question in Pasuk Zion, Vayomer Yitzhak al Avram, Aviv, Vayomer, Aviv, Vayomer, Hineni, Vini, Vayomer, Hinei Ha'esh, Ha'etzim, Vayei Aseli Olah. We have all the trappings for a sacrifice, except for the animal. We got the wood, we got the fire, we got everything else, but where's the animal? Pasuk Ches, Vayomer Avram, Elokim, Yireloh Aseli Olah B'ni. Hashem will show you, Yirah, Elohim Yirah, Hashem will show you. Okay, a little bit later, after Yitzchak is saved, the Malach comes and tells Avram, don't touch him, and I know now you know you're a Shemayim, and so on. So it says that Avram saw the ram, Pasuk Gimel, Vayisa Avram, Ayil Achar Nechaz Basvach Bekarnov, right, the ram that was hangled in the thicket over there, and he go ahead and he sacrifice this ayil instead, and Yudal Vayikra Avram, Shem Amokamahu, Hashem Yirah. He nicknamed this place, this mountain, the mountain Hashem Yireh, based on the words back in Pasuk Ches, Avram Elokim Yireh Lo Aseh Le'olah B'ni. Right, so he named the place Hashem Yireh, Asher Yemeh Hayom, as it says, as its used expression is used today, Behar Hashem Yireh, Har Hashem, this Har Hashem Yireh, Hashem Yireh, Hashem Yireh, and so on. Well, according to our tradition, the Gemara presents in Masechet Zohachim Dav Samach Beit Amin Aleph, the second source, the Gemara was discussing that when they were building the Beis HaMikdash, they had to figure out exactly what went where. Everything, there's a certain place where everything has to be. So how do they figure out where the Mizbeach is supposed to be built? How do we know where the Mizbeach is supposed to be built? So Amar Belezer, Ro, Mizbeach, Bonoy, Umichoel, Asar, Agoda, Omer, Makrivalov. There was a sign from heaven. They saw the angel Michoel offering there. So that's how they knew that that was the source of Mizbeach. But more interesting for us at the moment is Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Amar, Afro, Shal Yitzchak, Ro. What they saw over there were the ashes of Yitzchak. Now, we have to understand what that means. It was not for now. What ashes? At the end, he wasn't sacrificed. But okay, but what would have been? The ashes of Yitzchak were right there. Afro Shel Yitzchak Ro, Shemunach Vosa Makom. And they realized that's the place of the Mizbeach. In other words, the place where the Mizbeach was built, the Beis HaMikdash was built, was the very same place. That's what the Gemara Zohar is telling us, that the place where the Beis HaMikdash was built and the Mizbeach was placed was the exact same place where Avram offered Yitzchak. Afro Shel Yitzchak, said the Rav Salavitchik once said, you have to believe that in a certain sense Yitzchak actually was sacrificed. Not literally, but the Gemara talks about Afro Shel Yitzchak as though there were actually ashes. But be that as it may, what the Gemara here is telling us is that this Mizbeach was in that place. Actually, the Gemara there is talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzon. There were two altars in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach, which is where most of the Karbonos were brought, then it was the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That Gemara is talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Okay, as Rashi explained, the third source, Menoy Yadim Mekom HaHecha, how do they know where to, because the Halach is, the Mekom Mizbeach is Mechuvan, it's an exact place. How do they know? So according to one opinion of this Gemara, they saw Afrosh Yitzchak, again indicating to us that this place has Kedusha way back in the time, the dawn of the history of our people, when Avraham offered Yitzchak at the time of the Akedah. So a little bit of a different presentation in Pirkei de Eliezer, in the fourth source, Pirkei de Eliezer, Paraklamet Aleph, Rechina ben Dosa Omer, Oso Ha'ayil, that ayil, that rim that was caught in the thicket, Lo Yotzim and Adabal of Atola, everything in that rim was used, Afrosh Ayil, who Yisod Al Gabe HaMizbeach HaPnimi. It wasn't the ash of Yitzhak, but the ash of the isle, which was sacrificed in place of Yitzhak. By Aleil Ola Tachas Beno, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, the first source, right? By Aleil Ola Tachas Beno, so it was the ash of that isle were there. And the only thing is that the Pirkei Eliezer said it's talking about the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner Mizbeach. So in the most editions of the Pirkei Eliezer, you have the commentary of the Radal of David Lutzato, source 5, the Ber Hadal on that Perek and Pirkei, huh? Dovluri, I'm sorry. David Luria, forgive me, correct. David Luria, his commentary on the Pirkei de Eliezer, Os Ayin Aleph over there, says Afur Shal Ayil, he quotes the Rabbeinu Bechani, first the Gemara in Zvachim that says it was the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Okay, so there's some discussion exactly which Mizbeach. Okay, whatever it was, obviously that was the place where that Akedah took place is where the Beis HaMikdash ultimately stood. It's a very interesting comment made by the Klei Yochar in last week's Sedjan, Parshas Lech Lecha, based on the following psukim. We look in source number 6. In Bereishis Perek Yud Gimel, starting in Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vashem Omar Lavrom Achrei Parit Lot Meimo, Asona Einecho Re'ei Min HaMokom Asher Atosham Tzafon HaVenegro Lekeim HaVoyama. Take a look, after Lot left, he said, take a look, Asona Einecho Re'ei, look at the land and the Pasuk Tazov, Ki Eskola Aretz Asher Atorolei Alechot Nenel Zarcha Adolam. Everything you see will belong to your children eventually. And Vesamti Zarcha Kaf Aretz, etc. That's, in other words, Avraham Avinu was told to look, and through this looking, the land was to become his. However, then in Pasuk Gedal it says, "Kum his halech ba'aretz." Go walk through the land. So the Klei Yochar notes that there seem to be two activities here. There's looking, right? So ana inecha ur'e, which is just vision with his eyes, and the other is action. He had to walk through. Kum his halech ba'aretz la'arkel la'arkel. So the Klei Yochar comments over there in Bereishis. Parak Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin. Va'akarav Elai Loma B'chozes Sor Sedem Shehikna Kodesh Baruch El Avram Es Arik Likna Shama Shnei Minei Toilos. There are two purposes of Avram, so to speak, being Kone or acquiring the land. Ha'echad Ruchani, one is a spiritual connection. Hu Nikne B'riya Levad. The spiritual, that can be acquired, so to speak, just through looking, just through gazing at the place. That doesn't require, that's Ruchnius, that's a spiritual connection. The Gufani, the material connection that he needed to walk through. So we're going to focus on the Ruchnias. Haruchnihu kisham makom mikdash shomata mechuvan keneged beis hamikdash shomala. Klei Yochar refers to a tradition we have that there's a beis hamikdash shomala. So the place of the beis hamikdash down below is mechuvan, corresponds directly. However, you exactly understand it physically, but it corresponds directly to the beis hamikdash shomala. V'sham Paul Hashem Machal Shiftes Baruch V'sham Chavin Uzma. That's the place where Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'cholik with the Klei Yochar says V'chol Hamistakel B'Mokom Hakadosh Hu. Someone who just looks and gazes at that place. Miyad Nislabesh Ruach Tahara Kedusha. He's imbibed with you know the spirit of Tahara and Kedusha. Melech Elyon B'Yofis Baruch Sechadena Einav Uveri'ya Lechud Sagi LaAdam Liknos Hashleimus Ahov B'Mokom Asher Kala Avram Hashem Yireh. Goes back to the nickname that Avram gave that place, Hashem Yireh. So through looking, right, through seeing, just being in the Makom HaMikdash, seeing that place already infuses a certain Kedusha into the person just by looking. Okay, and that's what we call the place Hashem Yireh. We read a Yeirah and so on, because just like when you go to see, you're also seen when you go there, you're seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he says in the second paragraph there, 7, Kashem, Shashchina Rolo, so Kachu Roa Pnei Hashchina. It's both there. Hashem Yireh, you'll see, and Yeirah, you will be seen. You see the Shechina will see you too. Umiyad Nasem Mushpa Umutz, of a Dovek Beziv, Hashchinos Nisbar, Meno Amabo, Kigam Sham, the Tzadikim Yoshim, etc., etc. Below B'chol Mokom Ba'aretz Adam Zochel Hashem Muzeh, one does not get this shleimus of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any place in Eretz Yisrael, all of Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. Kim b'mokom anikra Hashem yirvahu Hara Moria. That's Hara Moria. Okay, and then he says, very important, the to'eles ruchnizeh lo yosu mizara harolam. We will never lose this ruchnizdik connection to this place, the mokom mikdash. It's ours. Ki av bizman shebeis hamikdash shalamata eino b'binyano. Even when the Beis HaMikdash down here on earth is no longer standing, mikol makom haBeis HaMikdash shelamala hamechuvan negdo nitzchi lo yosu la'olam. The Beis HaMikdash mala, that's never destroyed. That's always there. And it radiates down onto that spot, even though the physical Beis HaMikdash here on earth is not there. Or the Chosman Yored Mimeno Hashefa al Zera Avram HaMekudosh. From there overflows the Kedusha onto the Zera Avram and so on. Okay, and that's why so many people longed for so long. The Kleyakar was writing at a time there were not that many Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, and it was very dangerous to get there, whoever got there. But he writes, that's why so many people longed to be able to go there. Ki rotzu es avoneho. They desired even seeing the broken down stones. That's what he's telling Avram, go look just by looking. Etc. And that's going to be for all children, for all your children, all your descendants. And so there we see that this makom, this place, the place of the Akedah, the place which Avram was looking at even before the Akedah, this has significance in our tradition. Again, from the dawn of the history of our people, and we believe that the Beis Hamikdash Shalmala, so to speak, I understand what that is Mechuvan directly corresponds to that place. I just printed in source 8, the Pesukim and Tillin, Parakuf Beis, the Pasuk Yudala is a famous Pasuk, because Shlomo Karuch made a song about it. It's also in the Slichas. The second Pasuk, that's Vav, is more relevant to us today. Ki rotzu avodecha es avoneha, es afora yichonenu. Your servants, Jewish people, long for, even to see the broken down stones, meaning even the Beis Hamikdash is not there, just the stones, just the dust, just the dirt, that has significance to us as well. This idea that the Beis Hamikdash shall mato corresponds to the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala does not originate with the Kliyakar. Kliyakar is one of the later commentaries. Right? So it originates already in the Medrash. We look in source number 9. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah in yesterday said, your Parshas Vayera, Parsha Nun Hey, Simon Zion, Lech Lechol Eretz HaMoria, by the Akedah says, Rav Shimon Yochai Omar, Lamokom Shehuroi Keneged Beis HaMikdash Lamala. So already in the Medrash, early source of the Kliyakar is a later source, but the Medrash is an earlier source. The Medrash, Shimon Yochai, is one of the Tanoim. Okay, Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon already says this concept of Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shel Beis HaMikdash Lamala. Now this idea makes an appearance as well in the Gemara and has halachic ramifications. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Brachas, source number 10, the Mishnah in Brachas, Perek Daled Mishnah, hey, talks about the following situation. A person is traveling someplace and it's time to daven. I understand the previous year was about davening mincha. So sometimes the shachris you can usually daven before you leave for the day. And maybe you can daven, you have to come home for the day. Mincha is always the problem. I guess the average person, many of us would probably daven mincha in unusual locations. Let's put it that way. Especially this time of year, you know, you have to chop around, right? So, you know, people daven mincha in the telephone booth in the olden days. They duck into a corner someplace. Anyway, so the Mishnah describes a similar situation. Hayarochel al hachamor. Guy was riding his donkey. So it's time to daven, whatever daven. Yeri, they're supposed to get off. But the aim of any acholayrit, what if you can't, you know, dangerous and so on. So yachzer is ponov. So at least you turn your face. If any acholayrit is ponov, you have an athlibo connected face kodesh hakadoshim. You have in mind as though you're standing right by the kodesh hakadoshim. So the Yerushalmi on that Mishnah, source 11, the Yerushalmi is in brachas parak dal alachay. The Yerushalmi on that Mishnah says, v'imlav yichav an athlibo connected face kodesh hakadoshim. Ask the Yerushalmi le'ezer base kodesh hakadoshim. Which base kodesh hakadoshim? The Kodesh Kadoshim of the Beis HaMikdash here on earth, or the Kodesh Kadoshim of the Beis HaMikdash Lamala. So Rav Chiya Rabba connected Kodesh Kadoshim Shel Mala. Okay, Rav Chiya, one opinion is it's the heavenly Kodesh Kadoshim. Shem Chalaf Tomer connected Beis Kodesh Kadosh Shel Lamata. The other guy said, no, it's the lower Beis HaMikdash. Omer Pinchas, low pligan, and not arguing. Because Beis Kodesh Kadosh Shel Lamata, Mechuvan connected Beis Kodesh Kadosh Shel Mala. Again, another source, which indicates, again, it's not from the Kliyakar, it's already a Medrash of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says the same point, there's no argument. When you're mechavin, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's the Kodesh HaKadoshim Shalamata, corresponding directly to Kodesh HaKadoshim Shalamala. Again, low pligan, based Kodesh HaKadoshim Shalamata, and mechuvin, connected based Kodesh HaKadoshim Shalamala, and of course a pasuk, pasuk in Shalach, Oz Yosher, Mechol l'shivtecha, Mechuvan k'neged shivtecha. That's the pasuk in source 12, perk, that's all pasuk Zayin of Shmos, in Parshas Shalach, in the Shira. It says, T'v'yeim o'v'steim v'hanach l'oscha, Mechol l'shivtecha po'at Hashem, Mikdash Hashem k'om yadecha. Talking about the Mikdash, the word Mechon l'shivtecha, Mechon is a dwelling place, but the Yushalmi has a play on words, Mechon l'shivtecha, Mechuvan. Mechon is Mechuvan, corresponding to, aiming towards, directed towards. So that's the idea there, that we have a notion that the Beis HaMikdash Shalomato is corresponding to the Beis HaMikdash Shalomala in that place. And it's also in the Medrash Tillim 13, one more source, the Medrash Tillim, Medrash Shochetov, it's called in Mizmor Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, Omer Chista Les Milsa Pliga. There's no argument about it. Shabbos Hamikdash Shomato Mechuvan Keneged Beis Hamikdash Shomala. So we have early sources in Yerushalmi, in various Midrashim, that this location, where our Mokam Mikdash, where the Kol Samaravi is today, is a place that corresponds to the Beis Hamikdash Shomato, to the Beis Hamikdash Shomala rather, and this is part of our tradition, as I say, from the earliest days of the history of our people. There's a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Perek Dalad, Pasuk Dalad in Shir HaShirim 14, we all know that Shir HaShirim is a poem. It's written, it's allegorical. It's not meant to be taken literally. It's an allegory. So it says there, "Kimigdal David Savarech Bonu Lesalpios Elav Hamogen Tole Elav Kol Shatei Agiborim." So we're in the first part of the pasuk. "Kimigdal David Savarech Bonu Lesalpios." So the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph for that same discussion about facing says the following. Source 15. This is the Bavli, not the Yerushalmi. The Bavli in Brachas Lamed Aleph. Tana Rabbanan Sumo. Somebody's blind, or he doesn't know where he is. He has to daven mincha like someplace up in the mountains somewhere. You don't know what it's east, what way to face. So today we have the phones to tell you, have a compass. But let's say you didn't have your phone, whatever. You can't figure out which direction. So you chaven libo keneged aviv shabbat shemayim and quotes a pasuk. Then the Gemara goes on, a famous Gemara. Haya omid b'chutz laretz. If you're in chutz laretz, you chaven es libo keneged eretz yisrael. You should direct your life to eretz yisrael. So now I have a pasuk. Okay, what if you're in Eretz Yisrael already? Hayomi be'Eretz Yisrael, shechaven es libo keneged Yerushalayim. Direct your heart toward Yerushalayim. Shenema another pasuk. Hayomi be'Yerushalayim. What if you're in Yerushalayim already? Yechaven es libo keneged Beis Hamikdash. Shenema again. All these pesukim before when Shlomo Melech built the Beis Hamikdash. Pesukim in Melachim Aleph. Then it says Hayomi be'Beis Hamikdash. You're in the Beis Hamikdash compound. Yechaven es libo keneged Beis Kodesh Hakadoshim. Shenema and so on. And what if you're in Hayomi be'Beis Kodesh Hakadoshim? Some of you may remember when they have the Kotel tunnel tours. You go through, I'm sure many of you did that, they come to a place which they assume is Keneged, remember, Neged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? They stop there, they say, if you kill him, whatever, okay, that's here, okay, you face toward, then you, if you're there, so then you Chavir Sibu Keneged Beis HaKaporis, and so on and so forth. At the end of the Gemara, it says, two lines on the bottom, 15, Nimtzu Kol Yisrael Mechavdin Es Libam L'mochem Echad. All Jews are direct hearts to the exact same place. Omar Avon V'Tamer Rabbi Avina Maikra. What's the source of this? This pasuk in Shir HaShirim that I had in the previous source. Kimigdal David Savarech Bonu L'Salpios. What's Salpios? Community in Eretz Yerushalayim. Talpios, right? What's Talpios? What is Salpios? Tail Shekol Pios Ponimbo. It's a play on words. A tail is like a mound, a hill, a ridge, like Tel Aviv, actually, right? Tel Aviv. So tail is a mound. So tail, this place, some interest is tail is a mount. Shekol Pios Ponimbo. Everybody, all faces, all mouths, directly. That's a play on the words. Migdal David Sarek, Bonulis. This Migdal David in this pasuk has nothing to do with what they call Migdal David today. Migdal David today is from Herod. It's not nothing to do with that. But it says, Migdal David Sarek, Bonulis, Salpios, Darshan, the Gemara, Brokos, Tavlam, Ravalal. Everybody faces towards that tail, towards that mountain. We call the Temple Mount, Harabai. That's, Gemara already says, we face that direction for Tefillah. Long before the other religions and so on took it over. Tosus comments, understandably, on that Gorn Brokos. Source 16, Lamanam Alal, Divra Maskal Salpios, Tail Shakopios Ponimbo. Tosus says, we paskin like this. There's some discussion, you refer to more of a Basa, that maybe sure, the Shekhinah is always in the West. I understand that. Maybe we'll come back to that. But at the end, what's relevant for us in Tosus is, last few words, Achshav, Tosus is writing from Europe. Tosus is in France and Germany. So it says, Achshav, Anu B'marova Shalarcha. We, Balai Tosus, we live in the West of Eretz Yisrael. Al-Kain, Anu Ponu L'Mizrach. That's how you face Mizrach. When we daven, same thing in the United States. When we daven, we face Mizrach, right? That's the Mechubadikah place in the shul, the Mizrach Vat, right? Where people sit on the eastern side of the shul. So that's based on this Gemara, and that's what Tosus says. Since everybody faces that direction, so here in Europe, where the Balei Tosus are writing, we face east. Those who come from Yemen and other, Arab lands and so on, they face west because they're to the east of Eretz Yisrael, right? So if you're someplace in Europe, you face south, whatever it is. But Tosis is writing from Germany, or from France, they face towards the east. I mean, Yonah elaborates in his commentary on the Rif, Chofim and Beis in the page of the Rif in Brochus. So he quotes the Gemara and so on. And again, he says, wherever you stand, you should turn towards the Mikdash. And I mention this, because you may have seen, sometimes you go to the coast of Amaravi, you go to the west, and you see there are people who tilt a little to the left when they say this one essay. Because again, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is when you're facing the wall, is a little bit to the left. Just to elaborate on that Gemara, but it's the same general idea, which are Mechavin Keneged Beis HaMikdash. Shulchan Aruch brings us Lahalacha, or Chaim Simon Sari Dalot Sif Alep, this is a Halacha, V'kumul ispalel imay omer chutzor tziachse parav kneger tisol v'yichavin gam liushalayim v'lo mikdash v'lo beis kodesh hakadoshim haya omer ber tisol yachse parav kneger liushalayim and so on. Exactly, again, this is all brought lehalacha, and the Mishnah Berurah comments in source 19, it's Cotton Gimel there in Simtzari Dalad, Ratzalom v'yichavin liba afal pishi efshol lehachse parav kneger, even if you can't physically turn because you're in a car, whatever, you're in a place where you can't physically turn, still you should direct your lay. V'chaven libo, afo p'yishiyef shol ha'chziponov negdom. V'tzonel omar sh'yachshol b'libo v'rayono. You should imagine in your mind and in your heart, ki'ilu omei b'mikdash asher b'Yerushalayim b'makom kodesh ha'kadosh. And Shabbur says, visualize in your mind as though you're standing actually facing the kodesh ha'kadosh. That's the halachas. Again, we see that the idea of Jews focusing on that place is from very, very early, from our very, very early sources. It's interesting that Maharsha, and that Gemara Brachas Tav Lam Ram Alaf, from the Chidush HaGadol, source 20, comments on the Pasuk, Kimigdal David Tzavarech. He says, Shebeis HaMikdash Nidmel Et Tzavar. Okay, the Beis HaMikdash is like the neck, the top part of the body. Shehu Begova Shal Adam. Kein HaMikdash, Hodon Begovan Shal Yisrael. Just like the neck, it supports the head as the top of the human body, so too the Beis HaMikdash is the top. It's the place that you focus on. It's the most important part. And he says that's why we have a drasha the Gemara has in Megillah. The Maharsha quotes when Yosef and Binyamin met for the first time after Yosef revealed himself and so on. So people remember they embraced and he cried on his neck and he cried on his neck. Says Rashi, they're crying about the Beis HaMikdash. What? Who? Where? What's that got to do? So the answer says the Maharsha, because you see from the pasuk. That posture of Shirin Paragdal, Pasuk Dal, Kemigdal David Savarech, and it's Darshan in relation to the Beis HaMikdash, it's Savar, that's the connection to the Beis HaMikdash. And he says the second part of the Maharsha there, the end of the second line, Vidarish Tal Pios, Teo Shakol Ponimbo, and so on, whether it's Pios or Ponim Mouths or turning to, but it's all the same idea for our purposes. If you take a look at the next source, the Zohar, which I'm not an expert in mystical things, but Zohar is certainly an important work, but I'm not that familiar with it, but a few things to quote that are relevant for this year. So look in source 21, the Zohar and Bereishis Parshas Vayigash, on that pasuk. Vayipol al tzavarech, v'nyamin ochi vayeg, v'nyamin bocha al tzavarech, Rabbi Yitzchak Omar ha'uk, okvu debocha al mikdash rishon mikdash sheni. They were crying about the churban beis hamikdash, based on what? Pasuk v'omar, kemigdal dovid tzavarech, this pasuk. Okay? And says the Zohar in the second paragraph, tzavarech do beis mikdashon, dilatato. That's the lower Beis HaMikdash. The Yukayim B'tikuna, the Shapura Kedikla Lagufa. It's like the neck. And he says a little differently. He says, Ma Tzavar Iyu Shapir D'chol Gufa HaChanan Beis Iyu Shapir D'chol Amo. The most beautiful part of the body is what's the head, the face. Right? That's the most beautiful part. So too, the Beis HaMikdash is the most beautiful part of the whole world. Boni L'Salpios, Tal D'chol B'nei Amo V'Nistakten Beis. That the whole world looks at it. That's Tal Shekol Pios. Everyone looks, everyone gazes. You see a person, you gaze at his face, the neck up. So too, you gaze at the Beis HaMikdash. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim, on that pasuk, Shir HaShirim Rabbah, Parsha Dalad, Sinvavos, this number 22, Kemigdal David Tzavarech, Zeh Beis HaMikdash, Lomo Medameh, but Tzavar, similar, why is it like a neck? She says a little differently. And this really is going to present us with a question for this Shir, because one second, I can understand everything we just said about the place, as long as the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Has all this significance. But maybe once there's no more Beis HaMikdash, so then that's it. It doesn't have the same. We're talking about the beauty, and it's the head, and it's the centerpiece of our people. Okay, good. But it doesn't mean when there's rubble there. Maybe it means only when the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe everything we just said about the centrality and the importance of this place and facing this place, etc., is when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. So the Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah there in 22 says, K'migdal David Tzarech Zeh Beis HaMikdash L'amad Amei B'Tzavar Shekol Yom Shehoya Beis HaMikdash Banoi V'Kayam Hayut Tzavaran Shehisal Pashut Bein Umas HaOlam. As long as there was a Beis HaMikdash, So, like we have an expression, you hold your head up high, your neck, you stand proud, you know, your neck stands out. So when there was a Beis HaMikdash, we had this source of pride, right? However, continues the Medrash, unfortunately, when a person is embarrassed and downtrodden, you know, his neck hanging, you bend down, your neck hangs, you're beaten, your neck hangs low, when you're proud, your neck is high, you're standing up, you know, with pride. When you're beaten down, so he says, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so then, so this Medrash by itself implies that maybe all the value that we just assigned and ascribed to that place relates to when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. What about when it's no longer standing? Maybe we don't have that same connection today. So the Yerushalmi in that same sugi in Brachas that we mentioned earlier, source 123, the Yerushalmi in Perek Dal Halacha Hey asked this question. Ad kedon bibinyano. Maybe all of this that we're talking about, maybe that's the sugya talking about how you face, if you don't know where you are, if you're in chutzlarts, whatever. Maybe the ad kedon bibinyano, maybe that whole din is when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Bechurbanu minayin. How do we know that after the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, there's still the din you have to face? Yerushalayim, you have to face the what Kodesh HaKadosh? I mean, who are we kidding? What do you mean we should imagine, like the Mishnah Berurah says, we should imagine like we're facing the Kodesh? There is no Kodesh HaKadosh, right? So you're not here on earth. So ask the Yerushalmi, maybe that whole sugya, maybe everything we've been talking about should apply only, like the Medrash in Shir HaShirim says, when we held our neck up high, the neck represented the Mikdash, that's when the Mikdash stood. But now we're down to our neck is bent over, we're beaten, right? So, Amar of Avon. No, it's a place not only we face, but we daven about the place also. We daven concerning the place. Says Yerushalmi, v'brocha, v'kriyashma, v'tfila, right? In Birchas HaMazon, we have a brocha in Yerushalayim, right? V'nei Yerushalayim, 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 v'nei whatever your nosach is, but that's a brocha about Yerushalayim. And likewise in the Shemoneh Esrei, right? We have the bracha of Yerushalayim, Yerucha, Barachim, Tashuv, and Nigbon Hashem, Kriyashma also, at Meirev, Ufroos, Lenin, Sukkah, I know, Hapare, Sukkah, Shalom, Aleinu, Ha'almo, Yisrael, Ba'al Yerushalayim. So in other words, the Yerushalmi is saying that even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, there is still significance to that place, for Haraya, that we continue to daven about it. We do face it. Not only do we face it physically, but we direct our prayer, we not only pray towards it, we pray about it. And that's how the Mari Aponim, that's one of the Yerushalmi, there's no Rashi. When you study the Yerushalmi, there's no Rashi in the Yerushalmi. So they're different in the Farshim. So one of the classic, the only commentator that's on, to my knowledge, anyway, that's on the entire Yerushalmi is the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe wrote a commentary. We have others, we have Mara Fulda, Yerushalmi, so really other people on different Masechtas, but the only one, that, as far as I know, that's on the entire Yerushalmi is the Pnei Moshe. He writes a Rashi-style commentary, but then he also wrote a Tosa-style commentary, which is printed in either on the bottom of the page or the back in most editions of Yerushalmi, the Mara Haponim. That's more like a Tosa style. So he discusses this in that same Sugin Brachas Parak Dal Halacha in Yerushalmi. So we'll save a few minutes, we don't have to read the whole Mara Haponim inside, but he mentions this idea that from the word Talpios, Shekola Pios Mispala, not only Elov, but Olov. Not only do we daven towards that place, we daven about it, which means that the significance of that place extends. And that's the upshot of the Yerushalmi. Even after the physical Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, that place remains the centerpiece of our tefillos. We continue to daven about it. And what the Mara Ponim explains, the Moshe explains, is that that's why we face it. So we'll be reminded to daven. We should face Yerushalayim. We should be reminded to daven for Yerushalayim. Right? And we know whenever, you know, I mean, we call Yerushalayim at the moment of our greatest joy. We break the glass at the chasana. And the moment of great sadness, you know, you say, Yerushalayim, we always bring up Yerushalayim, in addition to the place that Yerushalmi mentioned in specifics. So the idea is that this place remains with its significance, whether the Beis HaMikdash is standing or not. And again, as I said, its significance goes back to the early part of our history and never disappeared, even after the place was destroyed. But now we can ask a little bit of a further question. So the question is, one second, so where exactly on the Beis HaMikdash, a whole big area, the Har HaBayis is a big area. So is there any specific place in that area where the Kedusha is more manifest, where the Shekhinah rests perhaps more? So just before that point, you look in the Medrash Tanchuma, there's the two different editions of Medrash Tanchuma. There's a standard edition, there's the Varsha edition, there's also an edition put out by Buber, Shlomo Buber, so it's a different arrangement, it's a different stuff, a lot of overlap, but different things. In the Medrash Tanchuma Buber, in Parashat Shmos, in Siman Yud 25, so it says, Zesh or Hashem behechol kachos. Omer b'shmul bar Nachman ad shelo char beis hamikdash hayis hashchina nesuna behechol. Until the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, as long as the Beis HaMikdash stood, the Shekhinah was in the Heichal, in the halls of the Beis HaMikdash, and Emma Hashem Beichal Kodsho. U'mishachar HaMikdash, mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hashem B'Shamayim Kiso. A different pasuk. Hashem went back to the heaven, Silech Kinoso L'Shamayim. That's the first opinion. But, Amr Be'ezer ben Pedas, no. Bein Chorev, Bein Lo Chorev. Whether destroyed or not destroyed. Ein Hashchina Zozo Mimkoma. The Shechina never left its place, whether Beis HaMikdash is standing or not standing. Ein Hashchina Zozo Mimkoma. Nemar Hashem Behechel Kacho. Uminayin Shenemar Haya Libi Kos Ptukim. To back this up, that the Shechina is always there. So again, that's the idea that hammers home the point that even after the Churban, the Shechina still has a place in that location. Now, the Medrash Tanchuma, in the standard Medrash Tanchuma, in Parshas Vayishlach Siman Tes, source 26, Amar B'Yitzchok, Achshav, Ein Lanu Lo Navi, Lo Kohen, Lo Korban, Lo Mikdash, Velo Mizbeach. Right, nowadays, it sounds like those Putin we say in Yom Kippur after the Avodah. We have no longer have, there's no more Navi, there's no more Kohen, there's no more, we have Kohanim, but no more Kohen doing Avodah. No more Korbanis, no more Mikdash, no more Mizbeach. Mi Mechaper Alena. How are we going to get Kapar? That's the Medrash Tanchuma's question. Afal pishachar beis hamikdash lo nishtayr b'edenu el ha-tfilah. So we have tfilah. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer our tfilah. Okay. And it goes on and says, I still am going to dwell in your midst. Afal pishachar mitocha ein shchinosis zozim emena. The Tanchuma says, even though I exiled you from this place, my shchina remains there. Okay. And so therefore, that Medrash Tanchuma as well says that, we, that as long as we daven at the very end, it says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tiyu mispal afonai keneged osa ha'ir. Pray to me facing that city. Vani eshma min ha'shamayim. And I'll hear it. So again, the idea that the Shekhinah remains there. So in the Zohar, there's a very interesting comment in the Zohar in Parshas Mishpatim, source 27. We call it the Kosel, right? Kotel, whatever your pronunciation. Chof vav tof lami. Says the Zohar, an astounding thing. 27. Ushchinta the tata'a, the Shekhinah down here, the Shekhinah down here is Kosel Ma'arovi Diyura Delay. Its location is where? On the Kosel Ma'arovi. Head it like that. The Shekhinah down here, says the Zohar, is in the Kosel Ma'arovi. Al Shem Di'ihu Teo Shakol Ponimbo. That's the mound. That's the hill, the tail, I said before, Shakol Pio's Ponimbo, everybody faces. And he says the play on words. Kosel, right, or Kotel, Chavav, and Tail. Chavav, Tail. Chavav is 26, is the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei Gematria is 26, right? Yud is 10, and Hey is 5, is 15. Vav is 6, is 21. Another Hey is 5, 26. The same, that's why the Sfardim, you know, when we give the Sfardim, we give him multiples of Chai. Then the Sfardim, you know, if I had to give him multiples of 26, the Shem Avaya. So Shem Avaya is 26, yeah? So, I still remember when I first got married, so I went to the bank. I guess it was a new person. I hadn't dealt with too many Jews before. They couldn't understand. Make them deposit. All these funny numbers of the checks. You know, $4. The person like, looked at me, unusual numbers. But okay. But anyway, the Sfardim do it by the Shem Havaya. So it says the Zohar, Kosel, the very name, Kosel or Kotel, Chavav is Shechina. Where? On the tail. Right? Vada Shechina Iyut, that's its tail. The Kosel is the mound, so to speak, the tail for the 26, the Shema Vaya. That's the idea that the Shechina is right there on the coast. That's where. Isn't that amazing? According to the Zohar, that's the place of the Shechina. That the wall is the place of the Shechina. Now, there is another Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, source 28. Okay, Shir HaShirim, Parag Dalad, Pasuk Ches. Iti Mavana Kala, Iti Mavana Tavoi, Tashuri Merosh Amana, Merosh Sneer Vecherman, Melos Aros Maharein and Meirim. The phrase of interest to us is, this is referring to when the Jews are going to come back from Golus, as Rashi explains there in 29, Shir HaShirim, Parag Dalad, Pasuk Ches. Kishetiglo, when you come back from Lebanon, other places, I'm going to bring you back, and so on. Iti Mavana Tavoi, come back with me. And it says, Tashuri Merosh Amana. You'll sing when you come to the place Rosh Amana. So Rashi says in 29, what does that mean? Toshu Merodmano. Bekabtzi es nilchek, tistakli v'tisbonri. Take a look. What schar are you coming back? Merosh Amono Emuna. You'll get redeemed from Golas based on Emuna. And he says that that's the idea of this pasuk, Merosh Amono. Another Dabarache Rashi quotes is that there's a mountain, the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, called Mount Amono, Rosh Amono, where the first slope of the mountain is outside Eretz Yisrael, but the halachic outside Eretz Yisrael, the bottom slope, is in Eretz Yisrael. When they get to there, they'll start to sing. That's what Rashi says. The Mechilta in Parshat B'Shalach and the Mechilta Vayhi Parshat Vav on the Pasuk Vayamina B'Hashem Moshe Avdo. So the Mechilta says in 30, V'chein HaTamotze She'en HaGolos Miskantos El B'Schar Emuna. We get redeemed through Emuna. And based on that, Tavoi Tashuri Merosh Amuna, we can sing. Right again, Pesukim about Emuna. And we'll sing based on the Emuna. And that's why, just like Vayaminu B'Hashem, what they do right after Aminu B'Hashem Moshe Avdo, Oz Yoshe Moshe. Right? As soon as they have Emuna, they're able to sing. That's the idea of Tashuri Merosh Amuna. And it tells us that our rejoicing over returning from Golas comes through Emuna. Similarly, in the Medrash Shmos Rabbah in 31, Parsha Chav Gimel Simon Hey, Toshuri Marosh Amono, Amr Yusta, he says this business about the mountain sloping down and so on, and Yisrael will say Shira in that place. But again, at the very end, it says, because of Emuna, he ha Emuna, she Yisrael, Nochlin, Bav, all of our custom, I'm sorry, before that, line before that. This Shira, forgive me, the Ezes Chus Om Yisrael, Shira, second last line of 31. The Ezes Chus Om Yisrael, Shira, the Chus Avram. All comes back to Avram. Not the way the other Mechilta said it, that it was the Chus of the Emuna that we had, but rather, it could be both, but it all traces back to the Emuna of Avram. Again, the Ezes Chus Om Yisrael, Shira, the Chus Avram. Shehemin ba Kodesh Baruch Hu Shenema, and last we said Shehemin ba Hashem. He ha Amunah she saw Nochlin ba. That's the Amunah that we inherit, so to speak. All of us want Tzadik Amunah so Yichem Tashurim Merosh Amunah. And the same thing in the Alkut Shemoni, there in Shir Hashem, Chelek Beis Remez, Tuf Kuf Peches Tashurim Merosh Amunah. Amar Biustai Har Hu Shma Amunah. The Kevin Shargolus Magim Laharze Om Shir Shenema Tashur etc. Merosh Amunah B'Schus Shalafra. So I'd like to suggest that the singing, the rejoicing, focuses specifically, perhaps, on returning to the place of the Mikdash. Why? Because that was where was Avram's Emuna tested and ultimately manifested to the greatest extent by the Kedah. We learned about yesterday, right? I mean, that's our Kodesh Baruch. That was it. According to most, that was the last test. I mean, the different reckonings of how the 10 tests work out, but according to many, that's the last of the 10 tests. So it was the Emuna that Avram. So that place is the Mokar of Emuna. It's Rosh Emuna. And look what the Zohar, again, one more Zohar, if you will, in 33. Okay, in Parsha Shmos, Tashur Merosh Amonot. What does it mean? May Asar be Mikdash Shadala or May Asar be Mikdash Shadala. That base, what is Rosh Amonot? Rosh Amonot is a nickname, not for that mountain like the other Midrash said, but the place of the Makom Mikdash. That's the center of Amunah. That's the Rosh Amunah. Going back to Avram. You put all this together. Going back to Avram. The Amar Yehuda, and look what it says now. The Amar Yehuda. May Olam Lozoza Shchinta May Kosla the Marava. The Shchina never left. Not that you might think what we said before. We said that the Shchina is on a Kosla Marava. You could argue, well, that's all that's left, right? That was all that's left. But no, this implies that that's always where the Shchina was. May Olam Lozoza Shchinta May Kosla the Marava. They be Mikdash. The Chsiv quotes another pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Heavy duty Shir Hashirim today. The Chsiv, we'll see in a second. Hine Ze Omeid Achar Kosleinu. That's who Rosh Amon Alecho Amos says, the Zohar, powerful Zohar, that the Shekhinah, before he said the Kosel Chof of Tail, but it says the Shekhinah never left. The Shekhinah was always there. Me'olam lo zozo Shekhinta me'kosu de marava de Bei Mikdash. The Shekhinah never left the place of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the Pasuk I printed in 34, the Pasuk which the Zohar quoted, Perek Beis of Shir Hashirim Pasuk Test. Right, peering through the lattices. Right, says the Medrash in Shir Hashirim Rabbah. It's not just Zohar, it's a Medrash as well, and Nigla as well. Parsha Beis, Simon Dalad in Shir Hashirim. 35. Hine Zeh Omer Achar Kosleinu, Achar Kosel Marovish Shel Beis Hamikdash, Lama Shenishbalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'eno Chorev Lola. Kadosh Baruch, it's not an accident that the Kosam Ravi was the one thing left. It was planned in advance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore originally that when the rest of the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, the Kosam Ravi will never be destroyed. That's what the Medrash says. And indeed, if you look in Eicha Rabosi, 36, Eicha Parsha Aleph Simon Lamed Aleph 36, the Pasuk Hayu Torah LaRosh, it says, Min the Kavsha, once Vespasian and Titus conquered the area, so Polig Arba Tachzal Arba Duchsaya, he divided the Temple Mount area to an assigned four different generals, whatever, four different officers to destroy it. The Solik Pilim Arava Le Pangar, the western area where the coast of Arava was the fellow by the name of, whatever his name is, Pangar. V'gazru min shemaya delo yechav olam. But it was already pre-decreed that that wall will never be destroyed. Lama? Why? Sheshchina b'marav. How do we understand that? That's a Gemara also about Bavasa. Sheshchina b'marav. That the Shechina is in the west. Now, I don't know. It's hard to explain that. The Melochah is closed. I don't really understand. But there's some more intense concept of the Shechina being in the west. Just as a total side point. You know, the minig in many shuls is when we say Boi v'shalom, when we say Boi chala, we turn around, right? We turn around. So usually we turn towards the door, because the idea is you're greeting a guest. Okay, what if the door in the shul is in the front? Sometimes the shul, the door is in the front, the door is on the side, you turn the back, there's no door. So some say, I think that I heard that sort of salvation was said, that you turn towards the door, wherever the door is. It's not a matter of turning towards the back, it's a matter of turning towards the door. I think Moshe Feinstein writes it somewhere, that no, it's not a matter of the door. We face east like we saw that Tosis, so Shechina is Memara, we're greeting the Shechina. So you turn towards the west, it's not a matter of the door. But in any event, this medrash here at Echa Rabba says that there was Gozrum in Shemaya 36. The Gozrum in Shemaya de lo Yechrov la'olam, there was already a heavenly decree that this is never going to be destroyed. And Enun Ichrivu Dinhun. The other generals, the other officers destroyed their parts. Hu lo Achriv Didei. He did not destroy that area. Okay, now the medrash goes on to say that the Vespasian was angry, why did he destroy the areas? He came up with a whole story, and he said, well, I wanted to show, you know, the glory, if I did it for the glory of the emperor, because, you know, if people see if you destroyed everything, nothing's left. How does anybody know that anything was here? If you leave one thing, they'll see how magnificent the whole thing was. So he said, it's a good answer, but we'll see, we're going to throw you off the roof, and if you live, good. If not, it turns out it wasn't true. Okay, but Mina, that's the mention of Echor Abasi as well, that there was a decree already that would never be destroyed. And the Yalkut Shimonin, Shirashim again, it's Chelek Bezer, the Yalkut Shimonin Remes, Tav Kuf Pei Vav, 37, Hine Zeh Omer Achar Kosleinu, Achar Kosel Amavish HaBeis HaMikdosh, She'eno Chorv La'olam. V'cheinu Omer Hashem Be'echal Kotcher, not like the first opinion, that after the Beis HaMikdosh Hashem went back up. But rather, no, Hashem's always there, Bein Chorev, Bein Eno Chorev. And that's the Pasuk, I put it, you want to see it inside, it's Pasuk, Tillim, Paragid Aleph, Pasuk, 38, Hashem, Behechal, Kodesh, etc. This idea appears as well in Shmos Rabbah. Okay, in the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, in Parsha, Shmos, Parsha, Beis, Simon Beis, Omer of Acha, same thing, 39. And again, it's not just in the Zohar. Ein Hashina Zozo Mikosu Maravi. The Medrash says the Shechina never will depart from the Kosam Rabbi. Shenemar, again the same Pasuk, Hine Zamer Achar Kosleinu, etc. And the Seder Eliyahu, the Talmud of Eliyahu, Eliyahu Rabbah Parsha Chavches, the Medrash tells a story. Pam Achas Nichnas Ubtzarek LeBeis HaMikdosh. Ubtzarek once walked to the Mokom where the Beis HaMikdosh stood, Ross Beis HaMikdosh Chorav, he saw the ruins and so on. Omar, Avishav HaShemayim, Hechravtas Irecha, Vesaravtas Hechalecha, and so on. He destroyed the city, please. He davened, and then he fell asleep. It's not name, and he saw that HaKadosh Baruch himself was weeping. Okay. And the Shuv Pam, the second paragraph 40, Shuv Pam Achas Nichnas Ubnasan LeBeis HaMikdosh, Ubmotza Beis HaMikdosh Chorav, Vekosel Echad Omeid. He saw that the Beis HaMikdosh was there, but one wall remained. Omar, Matibo Shal Kosel Zeh. What's the specialness of this wall? Okay? So, Omar Echad Ani Erech, I'll show you. Not the Tabas, not the Kosel. He put some sort of a ring inside the wall, and the ring by itself began to spin. Somehow, V'hoysa Tabasi, Holecha Zubor, Ad Sheros HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shav Shoche V'zoke V'omid U'Mialel, Shoche V'zoke V'omid U'Mialel, Shenemar, and quotes a Pasuk, and HaKadosh Baruch himself was sort of bending and weeping and davening, so to speak. There's something about that place indicative of that as well, that the Shechina is still in that wall somehow. At the point which I don't claim to say anything about, but I quote it anyway in 41, there's a sefer called Shem HaGadolim. The Chidah, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, was one of the great Sephardi authorities, really the you know, I guess after the Mechaber is considered one of the big Sephardi authorities, the Chidah wrote many, many Sfarim. One of the Sfarim he wrote was called Shem HaGadolim, where he went around, he traveled a lot, he saw a lot of manuscripts. He wrote like a little encyclopedia of all the great Gedole Torah, you know, from the time of the post-Talmudic times up until his time. He lived in the early 1700s. So for those centuries, he wrote who the great, the Sefer divided up into two parts. Mareches Gedolim, in alphabetical order, Mareches Gedolim. He has a paragraph or two about the person. And the second part is Mareches Svarim. He lists the name of the Svarim up until his time. Subsequently, other people have many more now. See, they printed the addenda to the Sefer. His Sefer is called Shem HaGdolim. So in Mareches Gedolim Os Aleph number Samech Tes, Moren Rav Avram Halevi Bruchim. This is what he says. He says, Moren Rav Avram Halevi Bruchim Zal Hu HaKadosh Sheroa Hashchina Ayin BaAyin BaHakitz Because Amaravi. This great rabbi, whoever he was, saw the Shechina while awake at the Kosam Ravi. What exactly that means? The Chidor goes on to say we have to believe everything Chazal tell us. Okay, again, just an interesting comment, again, indicating that the Shekhinah is in that place. But just one thing we need to understand, I think we've demonstrated the case, that the Kol Samaravi has, that first of all, Makom HaMikdash and its remnant, the Kol Samaravi has significance to us way back in the early part of our history, and it never, these different statements that the Shekhinah never departed, that wall's never going to be destroyed, it's not an accident, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned it that way in the first place, and that's where Shekhinah rests to this day, and that's why the place has such significance to us, because it's Mechuvan, as we mentioned, Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo. But it's an interesting thing, the Rambam, who doesn't deal, understandably, with a lot of the mystical part of the Rambam darshans on a pasuk, the pasuk of Parshas B'chukosai 42 for Yikra Perak Chav Vav pasuk Lamed Aleph. When Osati Asarechem Chorba V'Hashimosim Shechem V'Lo Ariach Barech Nichochachem. That's in the Tochacha, the long list of punishment that appears in the end of Chumash VaYikra and Parshas B'chukosai. So it says V'Hashimosias Mikdash Shechem. I will destroy your Mikdash. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Beis Avichir Perak Vav Alachat Zayin 43. The Rambam says V'Lo Man Yomer B'Mikdash Yerushalayim. This is, many of you know, it's a famous sugya, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Shaita, I don't go into it now. It's a shir, many shir in their own right. But the Rambam says that Mikdash and Yerushalayim, once they were sanctified, they remained sanctified forever. Lasilavo as well. However, Tusha Shaita, Yerushalayim, Nishriya, Sumaisis, that's low Kitchel Shaita. Why? Why the difference? Here's the point. Lefisha Kedushas, says the Rambam in the second line of 43. Lefisha Kedushas, HaMikdash Yerushalayim, Mipkan HaShchina, O Shchina, Eina B'Telem. The Yerushalayim and the Mikdash have Kedusha because of the Shekhinah, and that never disappears. So it's the same thing. I mean, the Rambam was aware of the Midrashim. We'll leave out the Zohar, but the Rambam was certainly aware of the Midrashim that says, La'olam lo zozo Shekhinah from the Kosam Ravi and some. And the Rambam says, therefore, Shekhinah is not the Taylor. And he brings a riot from that Pasuk, because Hashimosis, Mikdashachem, even when they're destroyed, they're still called Mikdashachem. Because even when there's no more, it's still called Mikdashachem. So there's a very interesting question that's raised, the source in 48, but I'll give you the background. The Tshuva's Binyan Siyam. Binyan Siyam is a collection of Tshuva's written by Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger. Yaakov Ettlinger was a great German Talmud Chacham. He was the Rebbe of Rav Shamsha for Hirsch. In fact, I think he gave Smicha to Rav Shamsha for Hirsch. And he wrote Aruch Laner, right? We have the Aruch Laner. Also, Aruch Laner was on Masechtas and Shas, and studied in Yeshivas. And he also wrote a collection of Tshuva's called Binyan Siyam, a great Talmud Chacham. Actually, the Tshuva's Binyan Siyam, he has that nickname because in the 1800s there was an interest on the part of some Jews to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. They had a plan, they were going to get, rich Jews, Rothschild and other rich Jews, to go to the Arabs and ask them if we can buy the area where the Makom HaMikdash is, and maybe they'll move the Maskamala to away, and they want to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That wasn't very practical, but that was what it was. Anyway, the Shiloh was forwarded to many of the Gedolei Torah. Let's say Takeh. And we built it. Could we actually rebuild the Beis HaMikdash today? What about Tum and Tara? What about Machzah Shekel? What about Big Day Kahuna? What about all kinds of interesting halachic issues that come up? So a number of people wrote tshuvas about it. One of the people behind it was Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was a great gaon of that time. If I'm not mistaken, there's a kibbutz dati in the northern Israel called Tirat Tzvi, which is named after him. He's a big Zionist and son of big Talmud Chacham. So he has a sefer called Drishas Tzion. He did a little Bekiva Eger wrote about it, and the Chassam Sofer, but the great Gedolim dealt with this. So the Binyan Tzion called the sefer Binyan Tzion because the first couple of tshuvas dealt with this hypothesis. In any event, there is a pasuk in Chagai, Navi Chagai and Trey Osser, a little lesser known of Trey Osser, 44. Perek Aleph of Chagai Pasuk Ches. Alu, this is talking about the Chagai was one of the last three Nevi'im we ever had were Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, who the last, the end of Treyos, that's the end of Nevi'im Achronim. They lived in the beginning of the Bayesheni period. The Gemara says the Anshei Knesset HaGadola included Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. They were around the beginning of the Bayesheni period, then Nevuah terminated. So anyway, it says there about the Bayesheni, 44, Alu Ha'har V'Vesem Eitzuv Nu Abayis, go up the mountain, bring the wood, build the Beis HaMikdash, V'Ertzebo V'Ekavda, Amar Hashem. I will be appeased there, and I will ekavda, right? Be honored, and so on. So this that it says, it's written without the hay. It's read ve'ekavda, but that's what they printed there without the vowels, right? So the Gemara in Yuma, Chaf Aleph from the Bay, says the following: Va'amar Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Inya, my nichsiv ve'eretzabo ve'ekaved v'karina ve'ekavda. Why is it written one way, read another way? There's a missing hay. My shno the mechusar hay. So there's a famous Gemara you've probably heard of. Elu chamisha dvarim shaharu bein mikdash rishon lemikdash sheni. There were five things missing in the bayis sheni that existed in the bayis rishon. That hay, the rekavda, hints at the five things. What are they? Aron b'kaparos sukkum. That's one. Okay, the Aron with its kaporis and the kerubim, that's one. Eish is two, Shekhinah is three, Ruach HaKodesh four, Urim V'Tumim. So Rashi explains, the Eretz Abo and Yom HaChafal from base 46, the Eretz Abo and Kaveh, Choser Hei, but who is Chagak, see the fine, who Bayesh Sheni, Mishtoi Koh, it's talking about the Bayesh Sheni. So Aron kaporis and kerubim, says Rashi, Kula Chadamilsa, that's one. Okay, and also Shekhinah lo Shor Sabo, and the 13 is Ruach HaKodesh lo Hoyes of Nevi'im. Right, there was no Nevi'im, after, you know, after Dayov, from that time on. Marsha explains why it counts as one. Okay, anyway, so the Binyan Sion, now we're 48. I printed a good part of this when I put everything inside. The Binyan Sion raised a very interesting question. The son, okay, raised an interesting question. He says the Rambam told us. We saw the Rambam right back in Source 43, Hilchos Beis Habechira, Parak Vav Alocha Tezayin, that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Mikdash is for all time because Shechina ain't a betela. Shechina never disappears. And we saw other midrashim that saw the Shechina always remained by the Kol Samaravi. Said the Binyan Tzion, 1 second. That Gemara in Yuma says that one of the five things are missing in the Bayis Shechina was Shechina. Right? Let's look back in the 45, right? Elu Hain, Aron the Kaporis Akum 1, age 2. Shechina is 3, and Rashi even said in 46, Shechina lo Sharsabo. So what do you mean Shechina ain't a betela? That's the Binyan Tzion's kasha. What do you mean Shechina ain't a betela? Shechina never goes away. The Gemara says that in the second base Hamikdash, Shechina wasn't present. So what are we talking about here all morning? That the over Midrashim, the Zohars, that the Shechina never left that area in the coastal Maravi, Chavav, Teo, Teshem Hashem is on this. Very nice, but the Gemara says that the Shechina wasn't there. That's the basic kasha of the Binyan Tzion, right? In the second paragraph, Shehevi, I don't know about the Rambam, but he says, the Kashan is Daiti, Sharam Rina, and so far come the Yuma, that Gemara, the Mikta Sheni, Hayachosar, Hay Dvarim, the Kachashi, the Sochem, Shechina, Hareda, Shoshina, Loya, the Bayi Sheni. Not only that, okay, but he quotes the Medrash Tanchuma that we say and so on, and he says, what's going on here? It sounds like there was a, the Shechina never left, so what's happening here? And not only that, he says at the end of the next paragraph, but don't we daven, says the Binyan Tzion in the Shemoneh Esrei, v'sechezena ineinu, v'shuv cholatzim, I thought he never left, right? And what's the bracha? Bracha Hashem, hamachzir, shkinosu l'tzion. But we just got through saying the Shekhinah never left this. So what's hamachzir, shkinosu l'tzion? That's the kasha that the Binyan Tzion deals with in this very fascinating kasha. So basically he answers by saying that there are two different aspects, or two different manifestations of the Shekhinah. And the parallel he gives is like when you have light. So there's one place which is the source of the light, but then the source of the light can be moved to a place where it still shines or radiates in that same place, but the source isn't there anymore. And it'll radiate if it's positioned opposite that place, the light will radiate more clearly on that place. So that's basically the mashal that the Binyan Tzion gives to explain this. He says, just like he says, it's not the Kvod Hashem at, like we say, he quotes the pasuk Vayishkan Tor Hashem al Har Sinai, or the pasuk when the Mishkan was built. Remember, Moshe couldn't even go in. It says Uchvod Hashem, the end of Shmos, the end of Sefer Shmos. Uchvod Hashem Molayas Hamishkan. Right there was palpable. There was a source. Right. That's not what the or here is. Elah Sharaktusha Netzav Anizim Uchvod Hashem Hashem Mekomo Nealam. Because Baruch Hu left the place, he reconciles everything, but it still shines more on there. You know, you can block the light by pulling down the shade and closing the, you know, the shutters. Right, but when it's in this place, he says it's basically open, and basically he says just like bottom of the page there, Kemoshi Yirbe or Hashemish Alor, it seems Zorech Mul Negdo, right? The sun shines most dramatically. Not today, it's a cloudy day, but the sun shines most dramatically when it's direct by noontime. That's the, you know, the strongest sun when it's directly opposite. So he says the same thing here. The Or Hashchina shines. Not because it's any longer the source of the place, but it radiates most on that place. And as we say, so it's not that all the sources are correct. The Shekhinah never left. Meaning, the radiating light, because it was brought back to the Mikdash Shomala, but the Beis HaMikdash Shomala, we said, directly corresponds, so the light radiates down below. That's basically the way the Binyan Tzion resolves this. Someone mentioned before the Aruch Laner. I just want to say for once that a person wrote an article that somebody wrote, he says, interesting that the Aruch Laner, he says, agrees with the Binyan Tzion. The author, the same author, so I hope he agrees. The Aruch Laner in Yevamos on Vav Med Beis, basically at 49, says the same thing, right? There are different levels, and he refers there to a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that the Shechina at the time of the Golas traveled from 10 different stations. Remember that Gemara? The Shechina ran away from here, went over there, right? The Eser Masos, Nosso Shechina. And the Bavai Sheni didn't radiate the same way. In any event, he basically says the same concept, that there are different manifestations of the Shechina. And the Or HaChaim, In source 50, in Parsha Yigash, Parak Memvav, Pasuk Dalet, says the same thing. Achein askilcha ki hadargos or ashchina rabim hemo. There are many levels of shchina, and that's why they travel in different places. And after all, he says, doesn't the Gemara say that when 10 people learn together, the shchina is among them, and even 3 people, and even 2 people, even 1 person learns together, so this, what, the shchina is there like it was in the Mikdash? Doesn't mean that. It means some aspect of the shchina. Right, that's the Archaim's point. He says some aspect of the Shechina is evident, and what's different about Yerushalayim, Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, I'll move to finish up in a moment. Dvar and Perek Yudbeis Pasuk Tes Ki Lavosem An Atel Amnucha Anachla Asher Shemalkecha No Sin Loch Menucha Nachla, says Rashi in the name of Chazal in 52. El Amnucha Zeshilo Anachla Yerushalayim. That's the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudam and Aleph in 53. Right, Tichsiv Ki Lavosem An Atel El Amnucha Anachla Menucha Zeshilo. The Nachla is Yerushalayim. Why is Yerushalayim called Nachla as opposed to Menucha? So basically, Menucha can be temporary. A guy can take a nap and rest, but he gets up. But a Nachla is permanent. That's what Rav Kook writes in one of his Tshuvas, Mishpat Kohen. In the Gemara to show him in Tzadi Vav, he says, Amrina Hasim Gemara, the Laman Dabar Nachla Yerushalayim, whom we tam she Nachla's Olamim. O Pashut Shakavona, he she ain Hefsek Likdushasa. A Nachla remains part of the family inheritance forever. It's never interrupted. So again, the Kedusha, but as we saw, there are different levels of the Kedusha. The Maram Shik, in his comment on the Targum Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Reish Nun Heyos Gimel, source 55, also deals with this Aruch Laner, right, the 10 Masos, and he said they're different, that it was temporarily cut off, but never permanently cut off. And we'll just end with you get the idea that basically that yes, the Shechina never left the Kosam Ravi. We're not saying that the Shechina is as intense or as radiating as it was when the Beis HaMikdash was built, but nonetheless, it still has that Kedusha for us today, and that's what the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva in 56, Chelek Ardeis in Reish Lamed Dalet. Rak B'Kedusha Yonash Yerushalayim Ushara Shamayim Mimos Olam. Yerushalayim is the gate to heaven from all time. Afilu Kishayavusi Yoshev Yerushalayim. Vaknani Vaprizi Oz Baretz. It goes back to even before, right? We can say ostensibly back to Akedah. V'lo zoza v'lo tozo shechina mikos hamaravi. Afilu b'churbana. The shechina never left, never will leave the kos hamaravi. And he says, what's the idea? And that's why he says, dino mora mikdash and so on. And he says, that's why we daven toward Yerushalayim v'shas ha'churban nistam legamrei v'shuvach ha'churban niftach. It's closed now, but it'll reopen, but the Shechina is still there, but shara shamayim lo yistam chalila at all, but the gates to heaven are never completely closed. And that's why we daven, you know, kisham tziva Hashem z'abrocha chayim alo, that's why we daven to that place. And that is indeed what the Targum Yonason already writes on the Pasuk in Parshat Vayetze, Bereshit Parakov Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayir by Yaakov, in with the dream, with the ladder. Vayir by Yom, Manor, Amokam, Azeh, Ainzeh, King, Beis, Lim, Zeh, Shara, Shamayim, says Targum Yonah, son of 58. Shara, Shamayim, that's the place. Kosher, Litzlu, Kosher, Litzlu, it's the place where it's proper to daven. And the Mechum, with Kavon, it's directed in that area, and it's the place where all the tefillahs go through that place. So Mamela, what comes out from all of this, for us, the Kos HaMaravi is of great significance long before other religions existed, and it will continue, and the Shechina never leaves that place, and we'll always have control over the Kos HaMaravi, and we should be zochet to daven and zochet to see the Kos HaMaravi with the rest of Yerushalayim, the rest of Beis HaMikdash built in the Herev Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.